Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. I had done another show and the recording was awful. And then I realized, like, I don't need to do that show. And so let's manifest money in a week. It's holidays. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking to change your relationship with money and you want a coach to help you out with that, definitely consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I want to do a quick sound check on the show. And let's see how it sounds. If we're getting some sound here. Broadcasting live. Can I hear myself? I don't know.
See how it sounds.
Oh, good. It's better. Okay, I just opened the window to see. Okay, let's do this. So manifest money in a week. I'm going to give you some things that have worked for me. I'm going to give you some processes to see if they'll work for you. But let's start here. Manifesting money is easy. I want you to start telling yourself that over and over and over again. Manifesting money is easy. Because when we build from that mindset, then everything that I tell you will be easier. We typically, you know, we believe the law of attraction works in some areas, but if you struggle with money in general, you're going to not think that it works all that well when it comes to your finances. So manifesting money is easy. The universe is always on your side when it comes to money. This goes out to my folks who are really good manifestors, but then they struggle with manifesting money. So manifesting money is easy. Manifesting money is natural. Manifesting money is a part of living in this time-space reality, and it doesn't have anything to do with your ability with deserving. Manifesting money is fun. And so let's start with the basics of manifestation. So the first step is get clear about what you want. How much money do you want and what are you going to use it for? If you are looking to, since it's the holidays, we'll throw a holiday spend and say there's a gift you want to get for a certain person and you want to manifest the money for it. We want you to also be open to the gift coming in a different way as well. So stay open to all possibilities. But if you want to manifest cash money, I want you to write down what that amount is. Here's the next step. You can't feel any guilt about that number. You're not going to do it if you are looking at that number saying, oh, it's too big. Oh, I could never welcome this in. Oh, how would this even happen to me? It's not going to come in. So you're going to have to really play with your mind a bit and accept that, yes, law of attraction is always working, and I believe in an abundant world. I think thoughts that are abundant, and I will attract all the abundance that I need, no matter what, no matter what time and space reality. I am prosperous. So that we've got to start with that foundation, that if you're feeling any guilt or doubt around that number, either there's two approaches. Either you do some serious mindset work on reprogramming your mind, you know, get clear, like, hey, I want to ditch this junky thought that it's not going to happen for me, and I'm going to replace it with the belief that it is going to happen for me, and I'm open and receptive to all good. Or you need to pick a smaller number. And you get to decide how you do it. Yeah. You know, I have found as of late, my ability to manifest is directly connected with that number. And so the game I've been playing with myself now is I struggle with larger numbers. Even though I love them in theory and I love them logically and I can write large numbers down every single day and have so much fun with them, but when it comes to thinking those numbers in terms of cash, I really struggle with that. So what I've done to kind of play a little game with myself is instead of like a monthly goal of a particular number, I have broken that up into days. And so I pick a smaller number that's consistent. It's the same number every day. And it's in that realm. And I get to focus on that. whatever works for you, but just make sure you feel comfortable. You know, I think the biggest mistake we can make with the law of attraction, and I've made it many times in my life, is we set such a high goal, and I'm always telling you to shoot higher, but if it's in the realm of disbelief, we don't believe it's possible for us, then it's not going to happen. So you, again, you have two choices. You can spend the time working on your mindset so that you actually believe you can have it, or you can set a smaller goal, and then as you incrementally reach that goal, you can increase it accordingly. Both work, depending on what, how much time you have and how much willingness you, you're how willing you are to do the work, you know, because mindset work does require, I'm going to say releasing work, releasing blocks, requires diligence, and the clearing opportunities happen moment by moment. And so if you, you're setting out to manifest this amount of money and you realize, oh, you know, my relationship with money is connected to my father, and you wind up in a conversation with your father, there are no coincidences. You might need to have the difficult parts of that conversation so that you can clear that block, and just be willing to do that. And it doesn't have to be contentious, and it doesn't have to be this awful thing, you know, in terms of healing a block. It's just awareness. It's just shedding light on an area of our consciousness that's in the dark. And the more that we do that, the easier it's going to be to manifest whatever we want, particularly around money. And most of us, most people on the planet have some block around money. Okay, next, manifesting money. Number two, again, look at the fears and the doubts. This, you know, journal it out, like, oh, you know, Christmas is stuck for me growing up, so I have this fear that I won't be able to have a great Christmas. And so presents under the tree equal great Christmas, but I still hold the belief that I can't do that. Whatever it is, look at all of the thought process and look at the subconscious programming particularly. And if you get quiet and you ask, the answer will come forward. I'm always amazed by, I was having a conversation with a client today, and she wasn't even conscious of the fact that she had just uncovered her block. But the subconscious is so primitive, if you tune into it and you ask it to, you say, hey, what's getting in the way? It's going to tell you. And it's so fun when it does. So look at the fears and the doubts. And it's fun when it does, because then you can clear it out and you can replace it. You know, so look at the fears and the doubts. You can use hypnosis, you can use guided meditations, you can use EFT, you can use, my clients do a ritual around releasing. Whatever it is, find some way to clear out the energy of those fears and doubts so that you believe the money is coming to you. Really look at your belief system and your thoughts, and the things that we think are based on what we believe. And so if we're thinking things like, oh, there's never enough, and this holiday is ridiculous, and, you know, my company never gives me a good bonus. If we're thinking those things, while they may be true, they're in the realm of low vibe and doesn't put you in the space of being receptive to greater aspects of prosperity. So let go of the belief that you have to be right about everything you think about money. Oh my God, my spirit guides just gave me that, so let's say it again. Let go of the belief that you have to be right about everything you think about money, because most of the shit you think about money is wrong. Yeah. But we get really arrogant, and we hold on so dearly to those beliefs. We want to believe that money is evil. We want to believe that rich people are bad. We want to believe that bosses underpay their employees. There are no good jobs in this world. And if you're holding those beliefs, friend, and we feel very righteous when we say them, right? If we want to hold on to those beliefs, no wonder we're struggling financially. Or maybe you're not struggling financially. Maybe you're getting by just comfortably. But that's probably why you haven't stepped into the higher levels of wealth you've been envisioning for yourself. So let go of your need to be right about money, and just accept that money's in an energy form, I heard someone describe it as Teal Swan, actually. She described it, and it's so beautiful. And I've heard so many people say, oh, money is just a means of exchange. But she actually broke it down. So money is, back in the day, you know, if it's a way of getting our needs met efficiently. And she describes it back in the day that if Paul had honey and I had a horse and I wanted honey, I'd give him my horse and he would give me honey. But what if Paul didn't want a horse? I still had no way of getting honey. So money was created as simply a means of exchange. So it's like rocks, you know, it's like giving somebody a rock. And that rock, we've decided it means something in particular. And I hope you're going with me on this, because as we can lighten up around money and not see it as this intense thing, we will start to have lighter thoughts about it. And from our lighter thoughts, we will create more prosperity. When we're holding low vibe thoughts, it's really difficult to welcome in more abundance. So pay attention to what you're thinking and just keep reminding yourself, hey, it's just the means of exchange. And I want to be in the exchange game, and I want to have my needs met. And so I believe that I deserve to have it. It's just a way of getting your needs met, and believe that your needs are worthy of being met. And usually most of these thoughts that we have are just habitual. We pick them up, and we're continuing to tell ourselves that story. And they suck, right? You know, and let them go. Let them go. Okay. Next, get in the vibrational alignment with this money, okay? What I mean by this. So decide whatever that amount is. Let's see. I'll put out a number, $2,000. You have extra $2,000 this month to do whatever you want with. How would it make you feel? How would it make you feel? And then start living that way as often as you possibly can. So, you know, for me, it's calm and relaxed and peaceful. Those are my money emotions. I just get real chill. Life is easy. So it's my job to stay chill. And so today it wasn't money related. It was something else related, and I was feeling really agitated about it. And I've been on a little streak. And so I was like, you know what? Instead of sitting here and feeling agitated, I'm going to move my body and move this energy out. So it's being aware of, and then all of a sudden I was back. I was like, oh, I feel good again. So finding alignment and staying in alignment and acknowledging when you're out of alignment and knowing you can easily get back in when you're ready. So figure out what emotion resonates with whatever amount of money that you want, or your prosperous self or your abundant self, whatever emotion that is. Let's say it's euphoria, that you've got to do something every day as often as possible that makes you feel euphoric. To me, I think that's a lot. I'm coming to terms with the fact that I'm actually far more chill than, and lately I've been going on some dates with men, and, well, I've been meeting men who've been saying, like, wow, you're so chill. I'm like, oh, my God, I am really chill. So, but if you are a person that gets a really excited person and money makes you feel excited, then stay in that excitement. And I don't care how you get there. I clean carpet today to feel calm and chill. So do whatever it takes to find alignment with that emotion that represents that amount of money for you. And my spirit guides are coming here, and they're saying, like, hey, if you can really master staying in that space, that, you know, for me, it's chill. For you, it might be euphoria. Whatever it is, joy. If you can master staying in that, you're going to attract way more money than the number you wrote down. That's what my spirit guides are saying. Okay. And then take action. Inevitably, your intuition will tell you something to do, but it's not always going to be work harder, pick up a job, trade time for dollars. Money can come in a lot of different ways, and be just open and receptive for all the ways in which it can come. You know, really go into that space. I believe money can come to me in all types of ways, and I'm open and receptive to receiving it. And then take inspired action as you are led. And it's very intuitive. And it may not always make sense. And this is coming from a person who is very intuitive and lives that way. And you just do it. And don't expect anything right away. You know, it doesn't mean things can't happen right away, but don't hold any type of expectation. And the reason why is because our human expectations are so fucking low. And it blocks our manifestation. So just be in the state of, oh, I felt led to do this, and I'm going to do it, and we'll see what happens. I'm open and receptive to all good. Peace. Yeah, that's the approach I want you to take to it. Because if you start to think, okay, I did this thing, and so that's where my $2,000 is going to come from, then you're blocking how prosperous you can be. Okay. And then this connects to the last one. You can probably hear the cat. Wait, I'm staying with my friend, and she has a cat, and she loves to be on the podcast with me. Release the outcome and receive. So it goes back to what I was saying about letting go of expectation. So don't place your humanness all over a divine experience by saying, you know how this is going to go. You don't. You don't. You really don't. And just stay open to all possibilities. And then allow yourself to receive. And receiving is really connected to your ability to receive love, to feel love, and to be in a space of unconditional love. So I want you to love yourself more. I want you to love your life more. I want you to accept life on life's terms. And I want you to know that love is given freely and be a participant, an embodiment of giving love. And that's how you can open yourself up to receive. It's a trust. And when you don't, maybe you grew up in a household where love was transactional. Oh, you do something and then you get praised by your parents. Then you're going to be very distrusting of anybody giving you anything, including the universe and including God. And so just trust that God wants to give to you no matter what. And you don't have to be a super awesome kid to get it. You just have to believe that it's possible for you. Okay? And then look for signs. Look for signs that it's showing up. Be open and receptive to signs. And you can always ask the universe, give me a sign as to what do I need to know about manifesting the money I wrote down. And you will get guidance. You will get a cheerlead from the universe. You will get a high five. And you will be amazed by your ability to rapidly manifest the money that you desire. You deserve to have what you want. You deserve to have what you want. You deserve to have what you want. And you are worthy of what you want. You are worthy of what you want. You are worthy of what you want. And manifesting is unconditional, just like love. So take care of yourself. It's been awesome to hang out with you. I look forward to connecting with you on the next program. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And if you're a regular listener, I'm thinking I might do an abundance class at the start of the year. So sign up for my newsletter. And I think I'm going to price it pretty affordably so we can all join in and shift our relationship with abundance and prosperity. So take care of yourself.